It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roane Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in a time of prayer? Father, thank you for the dear saints of God. Thank you for each one that's by the radio today. And Lord, as we bow to you, we ask that only your absolute, perfect, and sovereign will would be done. God, thank you that by your grace you saved us. Father, thank you for the day that you took us up in your arms, washed us in your own precious blood, and Father, placed us in the body of Christ. Lord, I pray for each one here today. God, you know the heart of your children. Lord, I pray for that one that may be sick, that one that may be despondent, that may be downcast, that may be going through a cloud of darkness. God, would your grace be more than sufficient? And then, Lord, I pray today for that soul that may be listening, that knows not the Lord as their Savior, or that the Holy Spirit of God would just tenderly touch that soul, bring conviction upon that life, show them how wonderful Jesus is, and all the condition they're in without Him. And Lord, I pray your will be done. Would you be pleased to keep your hand upon this little ministry and upon each man of God that's proclaiming the word of the Lord, whether it's a pastor, whether it's an evangelist, or whether it's a missionary. And God, as the word goes forth, would Jesus Christ be glorified and honored. And we'll praise you and thank you, for it's in Jesus' wonderful name that we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour. This is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. And what a blessing it is to be with you on this day that God has made. I hope you'll stay tuned to the program, and we just want to be a blessing to you. Now, if you're listening today and you don't have a copy of God's Word, would you like to have your very own Bible? I don't care if you're here in the States, or if you're in a foreign country, or you're in prison, or wherever you're at. For years, since 1970, we've been sending out the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of the Lord. And if you don't have a Bible and you'd like to have your very own copy, I want you right now to just get a pencil and paper ready. And just in a moment, we're going to share some songs. And right after that, we're going to give you the mailing address where you can receive absolutely free for your copy of the Word of God. But I want you now to just lean back and enjoy a song or two, and we're featuring the Sweet Harmony group, and I want you to listen as they sing this song, I Owe It All to Thee.
I found crumbled in sin, fighting a battle I never could win. Then laying the runes of my life at His cross to ordained is Christ the Lord. All that I am, forever hope to thee, I owe it all to thee. And all that I have, you have given me.
Listen while they sing, Jesus is precious.
When I feel disheartened, forsaken, forgotten, Jesus is precious to me. Precious to me. Jesus is precious. He is so precious. Jesus is precious to me. He is my Savior, Lord and my Master. Jesus is precious to me.
Friend, the greatest thing in the world is to know the Lord, because He wants to be precious to you. For those of you that need a copy of God's Word, feel free to write to this address, Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, Roan, R-O-A-N, Mountain, M-O-U-N-T-A-I-N, Tennessee, T-E-N-N, period, zip code 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 347-687-8787. Now, if you wish to email us, our email address is simply this, jerry@openbiblehour.org. That's jerry@openbiblehour.org. When you write or when you email either one, be sure that you give us your complete name and your address, and we'll be sending you a complete Bible, Old and New Testament, in the King James Bible Word of God. We will send you a short course in Bible knowledge with over 500 scripture references that you can just sit down, take the Bible, and show you the Word of the Lord. A gospel track on how to be saved and know it. Another little gospel track on just what do Christians believe. We love you, and we want you to know the Lord. Now, who makes this possible? God's people. And I want to say that we're thankful for every church, for every individual that helps us with the Bibles that we purchase and process, and the postage, and all that has to be done, getting them ready to send them out. And by the way, we just sent out another shipment of Bibles, and then just the other day, we got another shipment in, and we're in the process, even at the present times. Every day, we work on Bibles, getting them out. Also, we send the Open Bible Club Bible lessons into homes and into prison and into individual lives. If you'd like to study with us in that way, let us know. God bless you. We love you. Now, if you're listening today, if you're within driving distance at in Rome Mountain, we'd like to invite you to the services at Victory Baptist Church. Sunday school, 10 o'clock, preaching at 11, Lord willing. We'll be there in the pulpit, then coming back after in the afternoon at 15 to 6 for prayer room, and at 6 o'clock, our worship service. We welcome you to be with us. On Wednesday afternoon at 7 o'clock, midweek prayer and Bible study. And you're welcome at Victory Baptist. We're an independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptist church, and just love the Lord and wanting to serve God. You're welcome to be with us. Now, I want you to open your Bibles, if you will, to the little book of Luke, chapter 5, and I want to look at verse number 31 and verse number 32. And as we've been praying, what is the need in our day? Jesus said, "I come to call sinners." Can I say to you, I'm able to preach on the radio here this day for one reason, because Jesus saved me as a sinner. And all of us come into this world as sinners. But my friend, if you don't know the Lord, I hope that you may be driving a truck down the road. You may be at home. You may be on a vacation. Do you know the Lord? I want you, there's every man knows whether he's saved or not. Please, just listen to the word of the Lord. If you will, listen to the scriptures in Luke 5 and verse in the word of God, in verse number 31. Jesus, answering, said unto them, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick." Verse 32 says, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Jesus said, "I came to call sinners." And he said, "I came because they're sin sick." Sin is a sickness. Can I share with you some precious words in the Bible? What the Lord gives us an invitation. I'm glad that he gave me an invitation. You can't force your way to God. You can't make yourself saved, come to him. But can I say to you, He invites with his hands outstretched. And in the book of Matthew, a simple passage of scripture, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You know, sin in this world and the pressures and all that's going on, it puts a weight upon you as an individual. You as a sinner without Christ, you're trying to carry the load yourself. But can I say to you, Jesus simply says, "Come and rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor." See, the working that you're doing in your life, just pushing God back and wearing your body and your mind and all out, God said, "Come unto me. Come and rest." Can I say to you, would you come to Jesus? He can give you a rest that this world can never give. You go on a vacation, and by the time you get back, why do you come home? So you can rest. Does a vacation really rest you? Oh, there, you may clear your mind on some things, but this rest that you need in your spirit, in your very soul, in your heart, only comes from the Lord. And then John writes in John chapter 7 and verse 37, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Come to Christ. This invitation. What does he invite you to do? Come and drink. What are you doing? Thirsty. In fact, in this world, you were thirsty. There's a natural thirsty that we have. God gives that to us by the water that he made and to satisfy that. But how about that spiritual thirst that you have? Many, you're trying to satisfy an inward feeling in your heart. And, oh, all that's offered, never have I seen so many drinks. Never have I seen so much advertising. But does it satisfy? No, just for a moment. I'm talking about a coming to Christ. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Satisfying that eternal thirst that's in your heart. And can I say to you, Christ is the only one that can answer that. And then, in our world that we're living in, we're in the computer age. We're in the electronic age. And many folks are being swept off by, oh, I know this or I know that. But Isaiah says in the book of Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." The Lord invites us to come and rest. He invites us to come and drink. He invites us, come and let's just reason. Many times you reason within your own self. But Jesus said, let us reason together. Have you ever come and sit down and just talk to the Lord? That's reasoning. Oh, the world, though your sins be as scarlet. Many don't come to the Lord because they don't think that God can forgive them. Oh, come and reason with him. He can. "They shall be as white as snow." My friend, many today, the guilt, the condemnation in your mind, you might think, I'm getting away. No, you don't get away with sin. That guilt, your conscience, your life, as you look around, as different things. Oh, my friend, the only way that you will ever have a peace and be rid of that anguish in your heart and in your soul and in your mind is to come and reason with the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit deal with your heart. Though your sins be as scarlet, though they're red, and they are, They shall be white as snow. How does that happen? By the Lord Jesus Christ washing our sins away. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Oh, may I say to you, only Jesus Christ can give us this. And would you come today and just reason with him? And then Isaiah in chapter 55 and verse 1, he's going to come and say this. In the world that we're living in, I've never seen so many things going on. You go to the mailbox and you pick up the mail, and everybody's wanting help. In other words, there's everything that's being offered. But you can win $1 million with this, and $1 million with that, and $1 million here. You can go to the store and buy a card and maybe win $1 million. I mean, it's amazing. The whole world is about the dollar. And may I say to you, when it comes to your salvation, Jesus Christ has already paid everything. And do you know what he does? He gives you and I as an old lost sinner. My friend, we're nothing. We don't have a God. We don't have a hope. We don't have anything. We're living in a world that belongs to him. We're eating his bread. We're drinking his water. We're breathing his air. And my friend, can I say to you, surely there's something that we've got to pay for, that we've got to give up. Listen to Isaiah 55 and 1. Come ye to the waters. Come ye, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without price and without money. What is this invitation speaking about? Come to Jesus. Come without price. Come without money. Can I say to you, this is not a lottery. No, you don't win a ticket. You win the Lord Jesus Christ. He comes into your heart. He comes into your life. And may I say, you can't buy it. You can't earn it. It's a gift. Jesus Christ has given us that. Hallelujah. What did it cost him? It cost him everything. It cost him his life. He gave his life. He shed his blood. He gave his all that we might come to him and have a salvation that's absolutely and totally free. Oh, without money, without price, without anything, we can come to the Lord. Let me invite you. Come to Jesus today. Don't push him off. Don't put him off. Don't argue with him. Just come and say, Lord, I'm an old sinner. When you come and reason with the Lord, you come and just say, I'm guilty. You're the only Savior. And then in Revelation chapter 22 and 17, listen to what the Holy Spirit has to say. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. In fact, what this invitation is saying, all say, come. And to all are welcome. Well, preacher, you know, there just only some people can be saved. In other words, can I say to you, in our world today, never has there been such a division between different nationalities. Oh, my soul. But Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. I don't care if you're colored or if you're white or what country you're from. Can I say to you, we are all sinners. We are all lost without God. And Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And I'm glad one day that he knocked on my heart's door and I was able to come. He said, come unto me. Come to Jesus. In fact, many say, well, don't we have to belong belong to something. Many are belonging, they're joining organizations, they're one joining groups. In fact, can I say just joining a church somewhere doesn't save you? No, an organization doesn't save you. Changing your mind doesn't save you. What is it that saves you? Receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only Savior. He's the only one that can save us. In fact, can I say to you in this world, He's the only one that really cares. And Jesus does care. And I like this, we opened up in the book of Matthew today, in the book of Luke, and in the word of the Lord in the book of Luke. But I want you to turn back to the little book, if you will, in chapter 14, verse 17. And I want you to listen to this. Come, for all things are now ready. You know what God says? Come now. Have you ever went home and your mama's got a big dinner ready? You smell it. I mean, you're hungry and you're waiting. And she says, come on and eat dinner. When do you come? You come now. It's ready. And may I say to you, you don't have to wait for Jesus to save you. You can come now. Everything's already. What is it that's been ready? Well, He's paid the price for your sin. He gave His life. He shed His precious blood. He made a way that you could come. See, as a sinner, you can't even come to God. You can't even reach Him. He's so holy. But praise the Lord, He came into this world as a man, became sin for us, and gave His precious life that we might be saved. He is the only way. Come to Him today. I invite you to do that. If you don't know Him, trust Him as your Savior. God bless you. Until next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.